We have enjoyed a few courses here today with Mr. Jim Petroncelli. Jim, you do have that smile on your face, which is a signature, and especially after three different wines, and we now get to the Zinfandel, and I could have started with this and ended with this.
Yes, we can always drink Zinfandel. Of course, my favorite, because it particularly does well in our region here in Dry Creek. Hillsides, been growing here for over 100 years, really has great character, goes well with food, or you can drink it by itself. It works either way.
Well, I think we're going to do all of the above here today, and Chef has some great ideas for some food. But in the meantime, we're going to pour a glass of this, and this is the 2011 Zinfandel from Petroncelli, and this is Sonoma County at its best. Oh, yes. And pour one for yourself there, Jim. This one is absolutely beautiful. And interesting, this wine and Zinfandel in general, it keeps going deeper into the soil, so you can have a different taste, a little bit extra each year.
Zinfandel, particularly in the hillsides, has a little smaller crop load, and that brings out the intensity in the fruit, and that reflects into the wine. This particular one we're tasting today or sharing with the food is the what we call our mother clone, which is our term for old vines or vines that are propagated from the old plantings that go back 100 years in the valley here. So we really have the same characteristics of those early plantings, and yet on modern vines. It does do the best here, and really works well with the foods.
Well, folks, we have a couple dishes that just came to the table, and Jim, I think that we could try each of these wines again with these dishes, and I think that's the direction I'm going to go in.
Wine and food, the perfect combinations here. And it's amazing. All wines tend to make all foods even better.
We're going to put that theory to the test right now, and I think that the smiles on our face will tell you that we have been very successful. Thank you, my friend. Petroncelli.com. Again, folks, and that's PedroncelliI.com.
Just like a song.
Well, folks, we have enjoyed a few different courses here today, and Chef had a little grin on his face as he went back to the kitchen with this wine, and I'm with Susan Luker from Simi Winery, and he took the bottle with him. I'm glad we poured a glass here. This is the Landslide Cab from Simi, and this is what I would call a monster wine.
It's a blend of Cabernet Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Petit Verdot, so and a little tiny bit of Tannat. So.
Tannat? Tannat or to be?
Tannat or not Tannat, yes.
Yeah, you said it right.
We Tannatted.
I don't think I Tannat what that is.
Tannat it's the only non-Bordeaux varietal in our blend. It's the national grape of Uruguay.
Oh, okay. We're getting into a little intrigue here, so that's exciting. This wine is just spectacular. And 2011, or are we still in 10?
2010. The 2011 is sleeping in barrels right now.
It's exciting to talk about the fruit and where it's coming from.
Oh, well, this is 100% Landslide from the Landslide Vineyard. This isn't from Southern Alexander Valley. This is a little bit of a cooler site within Alexander Valley, so that gives us a little bit longer hang time, really ripe tannins. You know, Alexander Valley, you think of supple tannins, and this really has it.
Let's tell folks really what that means. The weather here is extraordinary because we can get days that are close to 100 degrees and then go to 50 at night. That's a real key to making wines like this.
Oh, yeah. We call that the diurnal change, temperature change, and that's just...
I'm glad I don't have to say that.
Just the day to night, and it's great for grapevines. It's not bad for people either because it's great sleeping weather. Yes. When it's cool like that, you can snuggle under your comforter, and sometimes you don't want to get up.
No, all the time. This is really a signature wine. There are other cabs coming from Simi, but this might be my favorite.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's my favorite. I love our reserve too, but sometimes that one is just too dark and brooding, and this one has a real vibrancy that I think is unusual in Cabernet.
It really has the soft layers to it, and then it has the strength to it. It makes it a perfect food wine. I think we've said that a few times.
All of our wines are perfect food wines, I think.
Just ask Susan. She'll tell you. She's just being honest here. You've had this with many different dishes. What is your favorite?
There's a short rib ravioli that I think is just phenomenal. It's got a little bit of a veal reduction sauce. I think that's my favorite pairing.
I think I know where that came from, too. There's a great restaurant in here in town called Ralph's Bistro, which is has been a fixture here for decades.
Yeah, 21 years and counting.
We're headed to Ralph's right now, folks. This is Northern California at its best. This is Healdsburg at its best. And this is Simi Winery at its best. Thank you so much for visiting with me today, Susan. And let's get to the food because we've talked about wine long enough.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, folks, you are listening to Have Wine, Will Travel. And this is an adventure of Dr. Vino, yours truly, and also Chef Terry Lutzen. Terry has had Fumé Bistro in Napa Valley for 10 years, and that makes me a lucky man sitting with this gentleman. And, sir, you have gone and prepared one more dish because this wine made you very creative. But this is off the menu tonight as a special. Tell me about this, and you talk so I can eat.
All right, Doc. After tasting your wine, this dish was perfect for it. It's a certified Black Angus New York steak rubbed with black peppercorn, grilled, and then we are serving it with Telemi cheese mashed potatoes, and that's a really soft, creamy cheese native to Northern California, topping it with a Cabernet demi-glace with green peppercorn. Little peppery, little spicy. Just to top it all off, we've got a little bit of farm-fresh watercress. Delicious dish.
I am speechless. Terry knows that I'm a big New York strip fan, but does not really know that I am just a pepper steak freak here, folks. And this is going to be a monumental task to finish this after all our other dishes, but I'm going to do this. It's one of those situations, Terry, where you need to open more wine.
Doc, I've never seen a steak you couldn't handle, so.
Well, we'll move on now because we did leave a little room for dessert.